Well, so the movement, the Million Student March, is a movement for a more equitable and fair system of education, as opposed to the really corporate model that we have right now. So the three core demands of the National Day of Action are free public college, cancellation of student debt, and a $15 an hour minimum wage for people who work on the campus.
20-year-old children are making demands of society.
Great question. I mean, you know, so I'm not sure if you're talking on like a national level or at particular schools. I can sort of touch on both.
Someone has to pick up the tab. Who would that be?
Who's paying for it?
The 1% of people in society that are hoarding the wealth and really
1%
sort of
that are
causing
making your cell phones?
A catastrophe that students are
designing
facing.
Your cell
I mean,
phones,
we have
a
relationship right now where 1% of the population owns more wealth than the 99% combined.
Because we keep buying their stuff, right? Because we go on Amazon and we buy stuff and we need a new cell phone every time it comes out. And we need a new fucking computer. And we just keep buying all this stuff. We just keep giving them our money. And they have all this money. And it's terrible that they have all this money that we keep giving them when we buy their products to substitute for the fact that we don't have personalities or friends. And of course, the pharmaceutical corporations. God, the amount of money. The Zoomers, I still haven't really confirmed what a Zoomer is. The amount of money that the Zoomers are giving the pharmaceutical corporations. Holy shit. Guys, hey, you want to bring down the fucking corporations? Stop buying all the fucking medication. Tell you about a dream that I have every night. And involve the CSU women's volleyball team. Tell you about a dream
that I have every night. So where do they go? Let's say if you tax them, they're smart folks, these people, these 1% hoarders, right? So
smart enough to take your money.
Yep. Then who's going to pay for all this stuff that you want?
If they leave
the country.
I mean, there's always going to be a 1% in the U.S.
There's always going to be a 1%, guys. No matter how poor, no matter how much the economy collapses, whatever happens, there's always going to be a 1%.
Do you think the 1% could pay for all of this?
Absolutely.
I can't do math. I mean, are you crazy? I'm not doing math. That's patriarchal. Still need to work on some of the levels on this.
You
to get off my ass.
Your friends, their parents, your parents, your family would be happy to pay a little bit more to provide these guarantees and benefits.
Well, of course, I'm a princess.
I come from an incredibly working class family, and my family is already on numerous forms of government assistance, and
that's
is basically scraping by, you know, in order to
that's
get me through college.
Class.
I live in a world, and I see a system around me where there's a population that's doing nothing to contribute.
You, right, you, and all the other, and your
society.
College professors. They're doing nothing. And when your looks are gone and you're alone. Feminism. How many nights you sit beside the phone? Mansplaining. What were the things you wanted for yourself? Fish bicycle. Teenage ambitions you'll remember well. False rape accusations.
We're very rational, loving, accepting, non-xenophobic, and Syrians, come on over.
I'm
in Pennsylvania, so woohoo, we're still accepting.
Now, don't come to Pennsylvania,
refugees.
Don't come to my house. Right, but I mean, other places you know there, but just don't come to my house.
This is one of them occasions where the homie's not doing it right. I mean, he found him a hole that he lied. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. And when it all boils down, you gon' find in the end a bitch is a bitch, but a dog is a man's best friend. So what you found, you a hoe that you lie. But you can't make a hoe a housewife. Why?
Meanwhile,
smoke
in Colorado.
Weed every day.
Dude!
This is mine. This is mine. You do not get to take other people's property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, fuck your laws.
Yeah, those pesky laws. and those laws that keep us from shooting illegal immigrants. Fuck those laws. Hustling, just a Nazi. We'll be screeching loudly, preaching, understanding while we punch some Nazis. We'll never admit that we were just a bunch of hypocrites. I'm so freaking shameless, nameless in the crowd where I'll be acting like a Nazi.
So I sprint to the co-op.
Future of America.
I get two blue books.
Zoomer.
And I run back to the classroom. I'm sitting down in the front row. I text my friend who's in the class.
Why are you texting
this girl's like, I'm in the third row. And I turn around and she's not in the third row. I'm like, I don't know why you can't count, but you're not there. Like, I'm in the first row. You're in the third row. That's not happening. And then I look around some more and I'm like, I've never seen these people before. And like, okay, I haven't been to class in like a month.
Right, because
still,
why would
like,
you go
I don't recognize them. And so I mean, I asked this girl,
it's not like you're
this
learning
yet,
anything.
Right?
There.
This is like world cinema history. She's
world
like, no, this
history.
Is physics.
I just love it.
Okay, then where's my
that is truly,
exam? I text
that
my
is
friend,
literally a class.
And she's like, you get different classroom assignments
Texas
for your
A&M
exam.
Take.
We're in Hog.
World cinema
so
history.
So I'm like, oh my God. And I run. And
run,
I run straight
which is
into
most exercise she's had in years.
In front of all these people. So I scream an expletive and move 2 feet to the left to an open door.
And then took
and
a selfie.
And then took a selfie. I don't care, it's all psychobabble rock to me.
All right, friends and enemies, we're going to wrap this up. Before we jump back into this, I had a couple of thoughts in between episodes here. We were talking about how we can't say the N-word. Something occurs to me. You know, black people love to play the black card, the racism card, how marginalized they are and everything like that. You know, we've all heard the saying about it's the people in a society you can't talk about that actually have the power. And then we all know that if you immediately start to say anything about the Jews, people shit themselves. And that's really the best indicator we have as to who has the power. So again, I don't think it's a conspiracy. And you know, ooh, the Jews are controlling everything. I mean, the Jews aren't sitting around in a basement somewhere with the lizard people from outer space controlling things. But once again, the fact that when I said the word Jews right there, the fact that 50% of the audience shit themselves, that tells you something. That we're not allowed to even mention the existence of the Jews, unless it's in the context of we need to support Israel no matter what. But another aspect of you telling who controls a society is who controls the language. And there is a word that we're not, the word is nigger, that we're not supposed to say, that can't be said except by black people, for whatever reason. But the point is, black people have the ability. And this is not a conspiracy. All the black people aren't sitting around in a basement with the fucking lizard people from outer space. But when a group of people controls the language, that tells you who the fuck is in power. The fact that there are words we are not allowed to say out loud, except on this podcast, in order to pacify a specific group of people, tells you which specific group of people has power. Are there any words that you're not allowed to say in order to pacify white people? There are not. Only black people get this. I mean, God, you can say chink, you can say spick, you can say kike. You get kind of get away with that. But the N-word. I mean, we know who has the power. And for black people to run around acting like they have no power when they have all this power is ridiculous. The other thing, I talked about how five out of three women are raped on a college campus, and yet they keep going back to the college campus, and therefore maybe they're not very smart. And the thing that how, and let's be honest, we just read all this stuff, right, about the blackface. Oh, hold on a second. Because here's the picture of the protesters at this thing over the blackface. Okay, there are some black people in the photo. Because here's what I was going to say. All these people who are supposedly showing up to protest this blackface photo that we talked about in the previous episode, how many of them were actually black as opposed to how many of them were white virtue signalers? You know, even being the terrible, evil racist that I am, and we can tell I'm a racist because I said the word nigger, right? Obviously, I hate black people. I mean, anyone who says the word nigger must hate black people. Once again, look at the power that black people have. They're running around acting like they're oppressed. But what's even worse is all the white people running around acting like black people are oppressed on behalf of the black people. Because apparently they don't think the black people can speak for themselves. Now, let's be honest. Now, you know something? I just thought of this. Maybe black people are smarter than we thought. Because not only do they control the language, but they got all these white SJWs running around doing their bidding. Huh. Wait. Maybe they're a little smarter than we thought they were. Anyway, so I was talking about yada yada, how say this little white girl is writing about how unsafe CSU campus is for black people because it's so racist. Right, so I made the joke about, oh, it's so racist and black people getting killed on campus, yet they keep paying money to come here. And I thought about something else. Heterosexual white men, well, in this case, heterosexual white boys, who have enough testosterone to approach women, keep getting falsely accused of rape on college campuses, and yet, they keep paying money to go there anyway. Once again, we see that the one constant universal when it comes to humans is stupidity. It knows no boundaries. Stupidity does not confine itself to any fucking sex or race. Look at all the Me Too and the false rape accusations on college campus. Well, I think I'll go to college and major in something stupid, and maybe I'll try to talk to some girls. What could go wrong? All right, I'm on my cup of coffee here. Second coffee round for the day. We're going to knock this out. Oh, and I could not find the tweet. I still don't know. Damn it, I can't remember. Maybe they emailed it to me. Somebody sent this thing to me. In case you don't know, we're doing the inclusive language guide. We're still kicking along with that. All right, here we go. I'm going to get this knocked out. The word you can't say, or phrases or words, and then the reason you can't say it, and then what you're supposed to say instead. All right. You can't say Hispanic. This is a widely used term to describe individuals from Spanish-speaking countries. It is problematic because of its origins in colonization and the implication. You mean kind of like immigrants are coming to the United States right now and colonizing it? So that's problematic? Wait, I thought immigration was good. Colonization and the implication that to be Hispanic or Latinx, Latin, Latino, one needs to be Spanish-speaking. Is that really an implication? I mean, once again, I'm from Texas, where we actually have non-white people. And I know a whole, I know lots of Mexicans. Oh my God, that was so racist. I called them Mexicans. I know lots of brown people. I know many brown people, knew many brown people. I don't hang out with them now. I knew many brown people who didn't speak a lick of Spanish. No one assumes that because you have brown skin, you speak. Well, all right. Non-stupid people don't assume that because you have brown skin, you speak Spanish. This is projection on the part of leftists. I mean, when I see somebody who has black skin, I don't fucking assume they speak Somalian or Swahili. If I see somebody with yellow skin, I don't assume they speak Chinese. Especially because they might be Japanese. But God, you libtards, you just have no imagination. You know, all these limitations where you see somebody who's brown and you call them Hispanic because you're assuming they speak Spanish. No, that's you assuming this. It is also problematic when people are called Hispanic. It is also problematic when people are called Hispanic based on their name or appearance without first checking to see how they identify. So you see, when you see somebody and you're going to talk to them, you have to go up front and you have to check and say, hey, how do you identify? So I need to know your pronouns. I need to know how you identify as far as country. How do you identify? See, it used to be when you saw somebody and say, hello. You say, hello. Now, when you see somebody, the greeting is going to be, how do you identify? I identify as a fucking attack helicopter. How do you identify? I identify as a unicorn. What you're supposed to say is Latinx, which I'm sorry if that's the gayest fucking thing ever. Okay, if you're brown and you're okay with people calling you Latinx, that's just one of the gayest fucking words ever. Latinx, Latin, or Latino. No, I don't know the difference between those three words, nor am I going to put the slightest amount of effort into figuring it out. I assume that Latino means male, Latin means female, and Latinx means I can't figure out if I'm a boy or a girl, so I don't know how to gender identify. Okay, this one is great. You can't say, hold down the fort or defend the fort. In the United States, the historical connotation refers to guarding against Native American intruders and feeds into the stereotype of savages. Because, of course, as we know, the Native Americans never made war on each other or anything. They all lived in peace and harmony with the land. Talked about this before, but not in a long time. I wish I could remember the name of the book, although it's somewhere in the past episodes. Back in the day, I had this professor at Colorado State University, philosophy professor. His name was Speer. And talked about him extensively because he was a fucking utilitarian. But he was also, he was a pretty damn good teacher. And he was about as unbiased as a human can humanly be. I've said it before, there's no such thing as an unbiased human unless you're dead. I'm biased, you're biased, we're all biased. But he did a pretty goddamn good job of being unbiased. And he did call bullshit on a lot of myths. And one of them is this myth that the American Indians were these peace-loving people who never did anything wrong, right? He recommended to the class this book about the Indians, which, you know, talks about how they fucking burned down entire forests to clear land and how they would stampede herds of buffalo off of cliffs and then go down there and just take the choice meat and leave the rest of it to rot. And of course, the warfare that the Indians made on each other. Oh my God, I called them Indians instead of indigenous peoples. My God, I'm so racist. Oh wait, I'm already racist because I said the N-word. Dude, black people are way smarter than we think they are. They have this entire fucking society at their beck and call. They are much smarter than we give them credit for. The N-word. Ooh, it's so scary. The N-word. Ooh. God, you're fucking pathetic. So anyhow, the American Indians, some of them, were savages. Depending on how we're defining savage. I mean, a lot of other people are savages, too. So anyway, we can't say hold down the fort anymore. You're supposed to say cover the office. Or left in charge. Okay, we can't say, even though they're out on the streets putting their dicks in the faces of small children, you can't say homosexual. Because the clinical history of the word homosexual is used in an offensive way to suggest that gay people, gay? You can say gay. Okay, gay in current usage, in the current year, pretty sure gay is way more offensive than homosexual. At least in my vocabulary it is. I've called a lot of people gay as an insult. Not so much on the homosexual. I use homosexual more as a descriptor. This is just me. I am projecting right now. It is used in an offensive way to suggest that gay people are somehow not normal. They're not. Or psychologically, emotionally disordered. They are, because most of them have been abused as children. That's why they're homosexuals. And most of them are pedophiles, because that's how homosexuals reproduce. Right? All of these young men who were sexually abused when they were young by older men, they were all abused sexually by men who were homosexuals, because by definition, if you're a man having sex with another man, you're a homosexual. I don't understand why this is difficult to fucking comprehend, other than low intelligence. And other than so many people who just so desperately want to be so open-minded. Nazis bad. Pedophiles okay. Okay. Because of the clinical history of the word homosexual, it is used in an offensive way to suggest that gay people are somehow not normal or psychologically or emotionally disordered, notions discredited by the American Psychological Association of the, hold on, I gotta turn the page, American Psychological Association in the 1970s. Oh, and the American Psychological Association in the 1970s. Well, a bunch of morons with liberal arts degrees said isn't so. It must not be so. Now, what you are supposed to refer to them as is gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, queer. And it says it is important to ask what term a person prefers and not assign arbitrarily. I'm not going to ask a homosexual which term they prefer to use because I am going to limit my interactions with homosexuals as much as possible, which is difficult when you work in theater because there are some. You can't say illegal immigrant or alien. The term illegal immigrant was first used in 1939 as a slur towards Jews. Ah, Jews again. Ah, God, thank God. We're going to get some Jews in the episode early, man. It's like getting them in the oven early. You want to get started on that as soon as possible. The term illegal immigrant was first used in 1939 as a slur toward Jews who were fleeing the Nazis and entered Palestine without authorization. Citation needed. Saying that a person is illegal dehumanizes them and implies that they are a criminal. Well, they are. Not taking into account that they may be a refugee seeking asylum. Well, they might be. They also might not be. The term also suggests that the individual and not the potential actions they have taken are unlawful. What you're supposed to say instead is born in insert country, immigrant, undocumented immigrant, refugee, if a person has been forced to leave their country to escape war, persecution, or natural disorder. Okay, now we know this one. You can't say Indian. The term Indian in the U.S. is associated with Christopher Columbus, who mistook the Caribbean islands for those of the Indian Ocean, which were known as the Indies. As a result of this era, people indigenous to the Americas were dubbed Indians, and the term has stuck and is associated with the subjugation and decimation of Native Americans after Europeans arrived in the Americas. So we're supposed to call them as Native American, indigenous, or you should refer to the person's specific tribe. For example, if you're talking to a leftist, you could refer to their specific tribe and call them parasite. Okay. Oh God, this is half of my vocabulary right here. Here's the words we can't say. I am fucked. We cannot say lame, retarded, stupid, slow learner, moron, idiot, imbecile, or Downs person. Dude, that's like a third of my vocabulary. Oh boy. Okay. The reason is that, says, originally referring to mental illness and used as an insult. Use person with mental illness or person with a learning disability when referring to an individual with a mental illness. Can we just call them leftist? Progressives? Libtard? Use boring or uncool as a replacement when describing something that is not engaging. You can no longer say, my friends, you can't say, long time no see. Originally, mocking Native Americans or Chinese pidgin English. You're supposed to say, I haven't seen you in a long time. Okay, we cannot say man the booth, mankind, man-made, you guys, policeman, fireman, chairman. See, using man terms, let me mansplain this to you guys. Let me mansplain this to you. Using man terms excludes women and non-binary gender identities and overlooks their contribution and roles in society. Well, their contributions and roles in society are almost non-existent. It's easy to overlook them. I mean, what have women done other than giving us a fucking ridiculous number of rape accusations that are false and divorce rape? Inclusive language acknowledges that people with many different identities can fill the role and can contribute. No, they can't. Because people who are focused on their fucking identity are focused on their identity and they can't fucking contribute anything because they're too concerned with themselves. One of the reasons men accomplish things and women and freaks don't is because women and freaks are sitting around obsessing about themselves and obsessing about social justice and obsessing about their selfie on Instagram. And men just like get up and go, oh, what do we got to do? Oh, we got to do that. Let's go do it. All right, are we doing this? Let's do this. I put that up to do that. All right, we're done. Let's go get a beer. And in the time that men accomplish something, everybody else is sitting around agonizing over feelings and inclusivity and the N-word. What you're supposed to say is, staff the booth, humankind, human made or made by hand. You're supposed to say police officer, firefighter, chairperson. You could say friends, colleagues, everyone, all folks. Okay, you cannot say male and female. Male and female refers to biological sex and not gender. Yes, because biological sex is a real thing. Gender is a made-up thing. Gender is a mental illness. In terms of communication methods, articles, social media, etc., we very rarely need to identify or know a person's biological sex, and more often are referring to gender. No, we are not referring to any of this stuff. In these cases, using gender identity terms is preferred. What you're supposed to say instead of male and female is man or woman or gender non-binary or gender non-conforming. You should not say Mr., Miss, or Mrs. While generally acceptable, using titles can be problematic when you are not aware of a person's gender identity and try to guess, or when the use of the title is against a person's personal preference. These terms also exclude folks outside the man-woman binary. When possible, and when it is not a personal preference to use one of these titles, refer to folks. Refer to folks by first or last name. MX, I don't know how to pronounce MX, nor am I going to put any effort into figuring it out. MX is a gender-neutral title that can also be used. So you're supposed to refer to people, it says here, by their first or last name, or you call them MX, or if they are a doctor, use that title. Yeah, you people would love that. I'm a doctor. Really? What's your doctorate in? Puppetry. What's your doctorate in? Gender studies. No, you're not a doctor. You're a parasite. Can you call people parasite? That's gender neutral, right? Parasite? Whoa. That's about as fucking neutral as you can get. Once again, like stupidity, parasitism crosses all boundaries. All colors, all creeds, all nationalities, all sexes, both of them. There's parasites everywhere, even among the precious. I know the Jews all have such high IQs. I know. But even among the fucking Jews, there's some parasites. I mean, they're really high IQ parasites. You can't say no can do. Originally, a way to mock Chinese people. How do we know this? You're supposed to say, I can't do it. All right, you can't say normal person. Oh, yes, you can. Not very often, because you can't find very many of them, especially not on a college campus, but you damn sure can say normal person. All right, you can't say normal person because it implies that other people, often people of color, see, once again, this is your assuming. No, and when I use the term normal people, I've never used that to exclude people of different fucking races. Now, the rest of this, it continues, often people of color or people with disabilities, mental illness, or disease are not whole or regular people. All humans deserve the respect of being normal. No, they don't. Respect is not deserved. Respect is earned. See, this is a fundamental difference between the stupid people, otherwise known as the left, and the at least a little bit smart people known as the right, and then people who are actually intelligent, otherwise known as anarcho-capitalist, is that the more intelligent you get, the more you get closer to understanding that respect is not something people get just for showing up. Right? It's like honesty. Honesty and respect have to be learned. Stefan Molyneux explained this really well a long time ago before he started turning into a right-wing cuck. Stefan talked about how, you know, people have to earn your honesty. People have to deserve honesty. So it's, we'll try to do the short version here, right? When the fucking knock on your door comes, knock, and you open it, and it's the Gestapo, and they say, do you know where any Jews are? Okay, and if you know that there's some Jews in the attic next door, okay, do you owe the Gestapo honesty? Do you say, well, I gotta be honest. I gotta tell them where the Jews are. I gotta be honest. Right? Same thing. So once again, with these fucking libtards with their fucking respect, okay, great. So let's say Donald Trump builds these concentration camps that you're fucking masturbating over, and he's going to put all the brown and the black people in the concentration camps, which you know would make your fucking day, even though you pretend you're opposed to it. Okay, so great. Like the little Trump and Fuhrer people come and knock on your door and you open it and say, do you know where there's any N-word people at? Okay, are you going to show the Trump and Fuhrer people respect and honesty and tell them where the N-word people are? So this thing that just because someone is fucking metabolizing oxygen into carbon dioxide, they don't just deserve respect. Respect has to fucking be earned. In the replacement category, it says, no replacement, as it is never appropriate to use this phrase to describe a person. No, there are normal people and there are not normal people. Okay, what about school shooters? What about rapists? What about pedophiles? Are they normal? A serious question for you libtards out there. Are they normal? And the answer is, the libtards, they are. Because remember, liberals want to destroy society. You destroy society by destroying the individuals within it and by destroying the bonds between the individuals within society. Right? That's why they're so focused on destroying the nuclear family. And now that they've mostly destroyed the nuclear family, they need to destroy more and more and more. And so to them, you know, rapists and pedophiles and school shooters are normal because those people contribute to the destruction of the infrastructure of society. You're not allowed to say Oriental. The term Oriental is associated with a time period when Asians had a subordinate status and were excluded from the U.S. It is offensive as a term to describe people because it is also used to describe objects such as rugs. Oriental is associated with a time period when Asians had a subordinate status and were excluded from the U.S. Really? So back when Marco Polo was touring the Orient. All right, you're supposed to call them Persians. Persians are not Oriental. Or wait, no, they're not. It's borderline. Persons of Asian descent, or use a person's identified race or ethnicity. Because, you know, you have to ask them, how do you identify? You cannot say paraplegic or quadriplegic. These terms can generalize the population and minimize personhood, which should be acknowledged first, often called people first language. Some people may identify with these terms, so it is important to ask preference. You spend all of our time, and you know, maybe we should try that at meeting girls. Walk up, so how do you identify? My God, that'd be kind of funny. It could be kind of funny. I mean, I wouldn't do it with a chick I actually really wanted to meet, but like to fuck with people, to walk up, how do you identify? And you see what they say. I mean, again, I suspect that most people, I think, would look at you like you're stupid. Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to say the word stupid. Man, this list, whew. You're supposed to say person with a spinal cord injury, person with paraplegia, or a person who is paralyzed. Okay, we can't say paddy wagon. Paddy originated in the late 1700s. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be racist. I wonder if this is going to have something to do with racism. Let's find out. In the late 1700s is a shortened form of Patrick, and then later a pejorative for any Irishman. Oh, you know, we're getting some Irish racism in here. Wagon naturally refers to a vehicle, naturally. Paddy wagon either stemmed from the large number of Irish police officers or the perception that rowdy, drunken Irishmen constantly ended up in the back of police cars. So it stemmed from either one of those two things. We don't really know because we're making this up. But it stemmed from either of those things. So instead, you're supposed to say police car. Hold on. Aren't the police racist? Don't the police arrest more black men than white men? Aren't the police, you know, tools of oppression for the corporations and the government? So why isn't police offensive? Okay, can't say peanut gallery. This phrase intends to reference hecklers or critics, usually ill-informed ones. In reality, the peanut gallery names a section in theaters, usually the cheapest and worst, where many black people sat during the era of vaudeville. Ah, yes, more racism. It's all race. It's racism all the way down. It really is. Instead, you're supposed to say crowd or audience. Okay, you can't say powwow. We saw this one coming, didn't we? This term is appropriate if you are referring to an actual Native American powwow, which is a traditional and modern sacred gathering or ceremony involving one or more tribes. Applying the term as a verb, i.e. let's powwow, or using it to describe a business meeting or social gathering outside the Native American culture is inappropriate. It's inappropriate. Use meeting or get together. Oh my God. Okay, guys. So after all of this talk about preferred pronouns, guess what you can't use? You can't use preferred pronouns. The phrase preferred pronouns. Is your head exploding right now? Because mine is. Using the word preferred in front of pronouns suggests that gender identity, which is a mental illness, especially outside of the binary, is a choice. No, it's not a choice. It's a mental illness. and that the pronouns don't really belong to the person. They are just preferring them over their true pronouns. No normal person could make this up. Can you imagine anybody you have that has a real job, like a real computer programmer, or a fucking engineer, or a plumber, or an electrician, or a garbage man? Yeah, if all the garbage men stop coming to work, how long before society shuts the fuck down? Especially in the cities. Can you imagine Los Angeles, New York, Houston, Chicago, whatever, all the garbage guys go, all the garbage people, guys, all the garbage guys, all the garbage men just say, fuck it. Suck our hairy dicks. We're not coming in. And they stop showing up. Do you think anybody with a real job could possibly have come up with that? For your entertainment value and my entertainment value, let me read that to you one more time without any editorializing. And you think to yourself, what kind of fucking broken brain do you have to have? What kind of malfunctioning brain chemistry do you have to write this? Using the word preferred in front of pronouns suggests that gender identity, especially outside of the binary, is a choice, and that the pronouns don't really belong to the person. They are just preferring them over their true pronouns. So instead of asking a person, what are your preferred pronouns, you're supposed to ask them, what are your pronouns? Or, what pronouns do you use? Or if you're the great one, you would ask them, which mental illness do you claim to have but you don't actually have, but you need a way to get attention because you're a complete fucking loser parasite. Okay. Whoa. Now we're integrating internet myths. Okay. You can't rule of thumb. The rule of thumb has been said to. Now, we don't have evidence, but it has been said to. Oh. The lights just flashed. Or was I hallucinating? Was that a power glitch? That was weird. Oh, God, they're coming for me. Maybe it's the aliens. Anyone notice how alien abductions stopped as soon as everybody had a fucking high-definition video camera in their pocket? The rule of thumb has been said to derive from the belief that English law allowed a man to beat his wife with a stick so long as it was no thicker than his thumb. We are now using internet myths as the basis of our language control. You're supposed to say standard or general rule. Whoa, hold on. Doesn't to say something is standard, doesn't that imply that it's normal? And I thought normal was insulting to people because everybody's normal. And then general rule, I mean, generals are in the military, and we know that in the early days of the United States, the military was very racist, right? Even when the lovely, wonderful Union Army allowed all of those black men to serve so they could go down there and fight the evil Southerners to free the slaves, all the black people had to be segregated in their own units. So general, I mean, that's racist. I mean, General Lee, he was that evil Confederate general, that he was racist and terrible and sexist and homophobic, and he was a general. I mean, that's racist. And then rule. I mean, didn't the white slave masters rule over their slaves? You can't say the word rule. I mean, if a black person, person of color, if a person of color heard someone say the word rule, I mean, persons of color are so emotionally fragile that they'll just break down into tears and not be able to figure out how to get internet access or register to vote, and then they'll be oppressed. You can't say senile or demented. Yes, you can. Okay, demented is slang for dementia, which is often not the intended use of the word, and senile is often used incorrectly to denote dementia. You're supposed to say person with Alzheimer's disease or person who has dementia. No, they're just fucking senile. I've known plenty of them. Sold down the river. You can't say sold down the river. During slavery in the let's get some more slavery in here. Oh, it's been too long since we had slavery mentioned. During slavery in the United States, masters in the North often sold their misbehaving slaves, sending them down the Mississippi River to plantations in Mississippi where conditions were much harsher. Instead, you're supposed to say betray. Okay, you can't say starving, I'm starving, or I'm broke. When used in place of the simple saying, I'm hungry or I'm low on cash right now, these terms appropriate real situations of hardship and can cause harm to individuals who are experiencing extreme poverty or hunger crisis. So people who are experiencing extreme poverty, you know, perhaps all those people who don't have $400 for an emergency, or hunger crisis. So if we've got somebody over here and they're having hunger crisis, if I say the phrase, I'm starving, this is going to cause them to, and can cause harm. This will cause harm to people who are having a hunger crisis. Okay, if these people are having a hunger crisis, don't they have more important things to do than pay attention to what I'm saying? Okay, if you're experiencing extreme poverty and somebody saying the phrase, I'm broke, is causing harm to you, the fact that you have time to worry about things other people are saying might explain to us why you're experiencing extreme poverty. Step number one, if you're experiencing extreme poverty, is to fucking focus all your effort on not being poor anymore and stop getting offended by shit. Instead, you're supposed to say, I'm hungry or I'm low on cash. Straight. Can't say straight. When used to describe heterosexuals, the term straight implies that anyone LGBT, oh, you forgot all the other letters, X, Y, Z, Q, ED, P, plus, the plus is for pedophile, is crooked or not normal. Well, they're not normal. You're supposed to say heterosexual. I'm actually surprised it doesn't say cisgendered. Oh, the left is pushing cisgendered so hard. God, they're pushing these words. Once again, guys, look at all of this control that we're trying to... This is control. This is why they want to control the language. This is about controlling what people think. Because if you control what people are allowed to say, you can control what people think. If you can control what people think, you can control what they do. Oh my God. You cannot say the grandfather clause or grandfathered in. Oh look, racism again. Originated in the American South, where all them racists were at, way back in the 1890s, way back. It's way back. At that time, several southern states developed and enforced the clause as a way to defy the 15th Amendment and thus prevent black Americans from utilizing their newfound right to vote. The grandfather clause stated that black men could only vote if their parents or grandparents were able to vote before the year 1867, which was conveniently, for the white supremacist lawmakers, many years before black Americans were permitted access to voting rights. There's just no bias here. Which was conveniently for the white supremacist lawmakers. Woo. You're supposed to say exempt from the new rule. What? Wait, what is this word? The ITIS. It is? What? Whatever that is, you can't say it. I'm not going to say it. And you can't say food coma. Food coma. Yes, friends, food coma is racist. More commonly known as a food coma, this phrase directly alludes to the stereotype of laziness associated with African Americans. Oh, you mean the laziness of letting 19-year-old white girls fight in your battles for you? Oh, wait, that's not laziness. That's brilliant tactics. That actually is. That wasn't sarcasm. That's brilliant tactics. Why endanger yourself when you have 19-year-old white girls that will go fucking fight your war for you? It's kind of brilliant. More commonly known now as a food coma, this phrase directly alludes to the stereotype of laziness associated with African Americans. It stems from a longer and incredibly offensive version. What? What are you talking about? Modern vernacular dropped the racial slur, leaving a faux scientific diagnosis for the tired feeling you get after eating way too much food. This is the most made-up nonsense. Okay, I'm from the South, where it's all filled with racist people. I know all the racists are eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catching N-word by the toe. Okay, I know all. I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay, I know about, like, chitlin jokes. Okay, spear chunking. All the fucking racist shit you can think of, I know it. I have no idea what these people are talking about. This is some made-up shit. Instead, you're supposed to say, I ate too much. Okay, you can't say thug. See, because once again, okay, for a liberal, if somebody walks up to you and they say, I saw a thug over there, your leftist is automatically going to think about a black person. Because leftists have a condescending attitude towards black people. That's why leftists, you know, spend all this time sticking up for black people and do all these things and say, well, black people can't vote because they can't get a driver's license because they can't find the DMV because they don't have the internet. You know, because to the leftist, black people are these low IQ, stupid children that need white liberals to take care of them. And so when a leftist hears the word thug, they automatically think black man. Thug refers to a violent person or criminal, but it often takes on a racist connotation in the media and political rhetoric. The media? Well, hold on. No, the media is controlled by liberals. All these people with journalism degrees? Liberal, 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 liberal. Okay. Good God. If your reference is to a charged or convicted criminal, use the term suspect or criminal. If the reference is to a person who appears to be violent or dangerous based on their skin color or identity, it is never appropriate to assume violence or criminal intent. Unless, of course, the person is white. Now, if the person is white, they're probably a white nationalist, and they probably go out and shoot black people for fun. Oh, this is getting interesting. Transgendered. We can't say transgendered. I can't wait to find out how this is offensive. The word transgender never needs the extraneous ed at the end of the word. In fact, such a construction is grammatically incorrect. Oh, wait, you mean grammatically incorrect like the word homophobic? Because nobody is afraid of them. That kind of grammatically incorrect? Like Islamophobic? Nobody's afraid of them. Only verbs can be transformed into Only verbs can be transformed into I can't even say that fucking word, by adding ed to the end of the word. And transgender is an adjective, not a verb or noun. For example, it would be incorrect to say Tony is a transgender. Or, the parade included many transgenders. Instead, say, Tony is a transgender person. Or, the parade included many transgender people. So you can't say transgendered. You have to say transgender. Okay, you cannot say tribe or spirit animal. The term tribe, while used in a variety of contexts, is oftentimes used to describe a group of close-knit friends or colleagues. The term can be seen as an appropriation of Native American culture, especially in the U.S. context. You know, kind of way that the way the Native Americans have appropriated indoor plumbing and running water. The term is appropriate if you are referring to an actual Native American tribe. Spirit animal is problematic for very similar reasons. Appropriating a piece of culture. Said you're supposed to say friends or network. Okay, this is a given one. You can't say uppity. What about, again, like 50% of the audience just shit themselves. Uppity, because we all know that uppity refers to black people. I mean, we just know that. During segregation, Southerners used uppity to describe African Americans who didn't know their socioeconomic place. Originally, the term started within the black community, but white supremacists adopted it pretty quickly. Ooh, we appropriated that culture, didn't we? Woo! You're supposed to say snotty or stuck up. Okay, you cannot say war, go to war, at war zone, or battle. When used to describe actual war, these terms are appropriate. Otherwise, when used to describe difficult situations or meetings, I have to go to war today. Wait, I have to go to war today at this meeting. They evoke very real tragedy that can be problematic for survivors of war or veterans. Now, you know what's problematic for survivors of war or veterans? What's problematic is the fact that the government you voted for sent them to other places to kill people and to watch their friends get killed. That's the fucking problematic part. But hey, I mean, without the government bombing foreign countries and sending troops to foreign countries to get shot at, I mean, who would build the fucking roads? I mean, how would you fucking leftist retards? Now, I'm not supposed to say retards. I'm sorry. I repeat myself. How would you leftist get your fucking iPhones made by slave? I'm not supposed to say slave. Made by captive labor over in China. So that you can give a bunch of money to the awesomely rich Apple Corporation, because you hate capitalism so much. So then you can get on your iPhone and you could tweet about how much you hate capitalism and how everybody should get a living wage. Instead, you're supposed to say hostile environment, you know, like a college campus if you're a white man, or toxic. Yeah, that liberals. Difficult, liberals. Confrontation, dispute, or you can say go after it, get after it, or go get them. Okay, you're not supposed to say wheelchair bound, which I don't think I've ever heard a human say in my life. And you're not supposed to say confined to a wheelchair or restricted to a wheelchair. Generalizes the population and minimizes personhood, which should be acknowledged first, often called people first language. You're supposed to say person who uses a wheelchair or wheelchair user. Oh God, we got through, we survived. That was the end. Oh my God, that was fucking painful. All right, I gotta remember to look these people up. Should I try, how much time do we have? Hold on, I want to decide, should I try to do this now or should I move on to something else? Yeah, yeah, give me 1 second here. Just hold your horses. Go, bathroom break. Get a coffee, what? Get a beer, whatever. Get a shot of whiskey. Whoa. Google auto suggest knew exactly what I was looking for. All I'm getting is a bunch of fucking right-wing sites whining about it. All right, I'm not finding. I'll look for it when I have more time. You guys don't need to listen to me fucking banging on the keyboard. I want to know who's on this fucking committee. I mean, once again, we know what we're going to find. It's going to be mostly white people. And they're all going to have worked in academia for their entire lives. Where the hell? There it is. All right, let's get back to where we started. Back where we started. Here we go round again. Fragility. You know, another big thing that's making the rounds these days is this whole concept of white fragility. So let's back up to where we've talked about this now. This is the third episode in a row that this is featured prominently. Let's talk about black fragility. Once again, there are no words that can be said that make white people collapse. But just say the N-word and, the black fragility just explodes. We don't hear about black fragility, do we? Here we go. This is CSU Collegian, October 3rd, Year of Our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fear of 2019. N-word found written in I.M. Fields' restroom. Colorado State University Recreation Center staff found the N-word written in the outdoor restrooms on the I.M. Fields September 29th, according to a message sent to the rec staff. Quote, "We share this all with you knowing that this semester has already included a number of bias incidents, and those events have hurt many members of our campus community, including our own campus rec staff," unquote, the message said. The CSU Police Department was notified about the incident, and the vandalism was removed. A bias incident report was also submitted. Somebody wrote some graffiti on the bathroom wall. We had to call the cops because the CSU police, talking about a group of people who have nothing to do. CSU police. Because once again, you know, as much as you would love to, as much as leftist retards, as much as leftists would love for you to believe that Colorado State University, like most college campuses, is a place where, like, at every moment, women are being raped and black people are being shot and dragged and quartered and hung, you know, and Asians are being forced to do math in basements. The reality is, college campuses in the United States are probably of the safest places in the entire fucking world. And the police force on the college campuses, for those of you who don't know, Colorado State University has not rent-a-cops like a lot of campuses. We have real police officers. They have like real actual police powers, just like the Fort Collins Police or the Sheriff's Department. Okay? So they've got all these fucking cops with all these guns, and they have nothing to do. Absolutely nothing to do, because the actual amount of crime of any kind on CSU campus is pretty much non-existent. There have been circulating rumors that the N-word was written in blood. Really? Did you get that rumor off the internet? So this is journalism right here. Although this has not yet been confirmed by CSU public relations staff, because the public relations staff at CSU could tell the difference between blood and anything else. Quote, our values are community, integrity. Anytime someone has to tell you integrity is one of their values, you know they're lying. Development and inclusion, the message said. Racism and all other forms of oppression do not align with those values, unless that oppression means you paying income taxes. There's shit tons of oppression in our society that the CSU public relations staff doesn't have a fucking problem with. and we do not welcome these things in our department or in this community as a whole. Now there are spokesmen for the community as a whole. The Collegian received video evidence of the incident, but is not posting it due to its graphic nature. There's the video evidence of the incident is too graphic to be posted. What video evidence could you possibly have that is too graphic to be posted? No, here's the thing. And you know what? I don't really think it's that many black people who are so fragile that they can't be exposed to the N-word. It's mostly white liberals that are too fragile to be exposed to the N-word, because it would interfere with their virtue signaling, and because it so accurately reflects their actual opinions of black people, otherwise known as the liberals' pets.